The waiting game is over. After months of speculation and rumors, Governor Brian Sandoval stood on the Capitol steps. Parked nearby was a sleek red car, a Tesla.
We knew that this was an opportunity that we had to fight for. We took this chance because, like Tesla and like Elon Musk, we are determined to be a major part of moving our country and our global economy forward.
Sandoval is heralding the agreement with Tesla as a transformative moment for Nevada. If completed, the lithium-ion battery factory, also known as a gigafactory, will double the world's production of lithium and have more than $100 billion in economic impact on the state's economy over the next 20 years. In return, the governor is offering anywhere from $675 million to more than $1 billion in tax breaks to the company over the same period. Tesla will also eventually contribute more than $30 million to education.
This plan will result in more than $80 of economic impact for every dollar that Nevada invests. 80-1. Even the most skeptical economists would conclude that this is a strong return for us.
But it's not necessarily the economists Sandoval has to convince. It's the legislators. The governor will be calling a special legislative session as soon as Wednesday in an effort to pass 5 bills that will allow these tax breaks to go forward.
They got to the goal line, but now they have to actually get across it, and that could be tough.
That's Eric Herzig, who's the chair of political science at the University of Nevada, Reno. Herzig says this deal may hit some obstacles when it reaches the legislature, which can be sharply divided by party lines and geographic ones.
I would hope that a project of this magnitude, you wouldn't get the pettiness of North-South or any of the policy issues. This is good for, yes, it's going to be in northern Nevada, but it is good for Nevada generally.
A special legislative session can also cost tens of thousands of dollars, and it temporarily prohibits candidates from raising money for campaigns. But the governor, flanked by Congressman Mark Amaday and Senator Dean Heller, seemed confident the legislature would see the merits. Indeed, CEO Elon Musk said the incentives weren't the main reason Tesla chose Nevada over western states with much deeper pockets, like Texas, California, and Arizona.
This was not the biggest incentive package, so it wasn't just about the incentives. What the people of Nevada have created is a state where you can be very agile, where you can do things quickly, and get things done. It's a real get-things-done state.
The factory could be a boon to both the state and local economy, raising Nevada's gross domestic product by more than 3%. It would immediately generate at least 3,000 construction jobs and eventually 6,500 full-time jobs, paying on average $25 an hour. Musk says the factory is a critical step in producing a more affordable electric car, and Nevada was the place where they felt most confident there wouldn't be any hiccups.
Where are we going to have high confidence that this factory is going to be ready on time so that when we're ready to produce the vehicle, the factory is ready to produce the battery packs? That was truly the most important thing. And then, of course, can we operate that factory cost effectively so that the car itself can be affordable?
The enormous factory, situated in the Reno Tahoe Industrial Complex in Story County, will run entirely on renewable energy. John Boyd, who heads a site selection firm in New Jersey, says this factory is the economic development project of the decade.
There'll be a tremendous boost in housing, in construction, in the hotel, the gaming industry. There'll be a vast migration of hourly workers to work in this plant.
Boyd expects that tech companies from California and elsewhere will begin to cluster around the Tesla factory in Story County. While many people celebrate, some groups on the far left and far right remain worried about transparency and possibly giving away too much to the company. But for now, both state parties, Democrats and Republicans, are deeming this a victory for all of Nevada. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.